The Holiday Doctor on Spirit Radio is brought to you by InsureMyHoliday.ie. Enjoy peace of mind on your holidays with InsureMyHoliday.ie.
What better day to think about some places in the world that are a little bit warmer today, and probably the thoughts of snow would be very far from their minds. Great to have the travel doc, Joe Supple, with me in studio. And today he is going to be talking all about Morocco and hopefully as well giving us some deals of the week. Joe, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Lucky to get in here this morning with all the snow out there. But you know what? Just I suppose people just need to be safe out there. Traffic is very light, of course.
You were lucky. You had a friendly colleague who came to the rescue in a 4x4 to get you. That's dedication.
Absolutely. That's it. You got to get in.
Joe, so. I think we should call you Suntan Joe, because every time you come in, of course, you're just back from wonderful holidays and you're recently back from Morocco. Tell us a little bit about your trip over there.
I will, for sure. And for listeners who haven't been there before, it's a beautiful place to go to. I've been to Agadir many times through the year, and I suppose the great thing about Agadir is that you get the most beautiful sunshine in January, February time, right through to March, and then it actually gets warmer then into the summertime. So the flight time is about 3.5 hours. Actually, we got down in 3 hours 13 minutes. So when you think about it, it's actually less than Gran Canaria heading down to Morocco, Agadir. The transfer time itself to Agadir is less than 30 minutes, so it's really, really commutable, very easy. Air Arabia have started running. Before, I would have always gone down in charter, which would normally be a Saturday to a Saturday. Air Arabia started flying in October from Dublin, and the great news is they're actually running right through the summer, which is unbelievable for people who are going to want to go for, like, you know, that last little week of sunshine, a bit of a deal. You're talking about 35 degrees, but the most beautiful breeze in Agadir. The website there is airarabia.com, and flight prices start there. The good thing is you get your hand luggage, your 10 kilo lounge, and then obviously you can put luggage on. But each way, €49 each way.
Wow.
Prices start from, which is unbelievable. So again, you could package that up, you know, with some of the package companies. They would have use of the flights down there. But twice weekly is great, because you can do the 7 days or maybe the 10 days or, of course, the 2 weeks on it.
In terms of just my experience of Morocco, Joe, was I love going to places where there's a different culture and you really feel like you're in a different world. And for somewhere where the flight time was a little over 3 hours, one of the things I loved about Morocco was just getting to soak up a culture that was totally different. The food, the people, the clothes, the atmosphere, it was brilliant. Like the spice markets and all that sort of stuff. It's for somewhere that's so close, it's fantastic, I think, that we can. And then also you can go into your lovely resorts as well.
Well, that's it. And there's such a huge array. And like you're saying about the souks, and actually interesting, the one in Agadir is the biggest indoor souk in the world.
Wow.
So yeah.
What did you buy or look at in the souk in Agadir?
Well, I was with my cousin and we were there and we went through and she bought all the beautiful scarves and stuff. And you're talking about, you know, €4 or €5 for the most unbelievable scarves and that. And of course, I got some of the herbs and spices you can get there, which you wouldn't get traditionally anywhere else as well. But the whole atmosphere when you're walking through it, you know, from the locals going in to get their vegetables, to get their meats. And then suddenly you're into, you know, the beautiful fashions, the clothes, the handbags. It's all about that. And, you know, it's always a huge thing when the Irish go there is to pick up a few little bits of token stuff that you mightn't get in other countries. And you see it there hugely in the souk. And of course, there's such a huge variety. And of course, it's all about the haggling over there.
Yes. How much do you have to haggle now? What, you know, the way they say, OK, whatever the starting price is, you go down 30% or 40%. Are you a good bargainer?
I am, for sure. And of course, talking to the locals, you know, they say whatever price they give you, cut it in half and work from there. That's the way the locals do it. So I became a local when I was there, and it was
the only way to do it.
Great fun, absolutely great fun altogether. Now, when I was down there, just at the just beginning of February, it was about 23 degrees. So
lovely.
It was lovely and warm, very nice, you know, shorts, t-shirt, able to lie out in the beach. And in Agadir, there's a beautiful wind as well, I was saying to you. So even in the summertime at 35 degrees, you're not going to be that hot, stifling heat that you're going to get.
Just still put on your factor 50.
Factor 30 the whole way. I always insist on it. And the first week I was down, I went down for 2 weeks. I stayed in Club Med, and I know you're very familiar with this product. I love Club Med. For your listeners who aren't familiar with it, Club Med is basically an all-inclusive product. And the great thing about it is, the one actually, little bit of history on Agadir, quick as I can. In 1960, they had one of the worst earthquakes that they've seen all over the world, and it wiped the whole of Agadir out. And literally, they rebuilt it. So 1963, Club Med was built. It's very old style, but it's very beautiful. And of course, the staff there are just unbelievable. And the food. So everything is included. Your drinks, your food, everything. But also, if you're thinking about going down with kids as well, they've got the most incredible kids club there. And we get chatting, you know, to the staff every day. And they just look after them so well. It's just unbelievable. It felt really, really safe down there. A few people have said to me, did you feel safe down there, you know, in Muslim countries? Absolutely, 110%. It felt really, really safe down there.
Is there a lot of kind of extra security and stuff around Joe, or do you think that it's just safe in general, Morocco?
I think they've really upped their game, and they had to because they didn't want any similar situations that have happened in other countries. So even when you get to the airport, nobody's allowed to drop off the airport or pick up at the airport. It's 500 metres. You walk across, and that's where the tour buses come in. Also, when you're down there as well, there's quite a presence on the beach. Not overly, but you know, you'd have your guy, your policeman on his quad bike going up and down. But also, I was talking to one of the general managers at the hotel I know very well, and he was saying, Joe, the guy in the street actually cleaning your shoes or the waiter serving you could be undercover as well. So they're really keeping on top of things there. It felt very, very secure. Again, the great thing about Club Med as well is there's so much evening entertainment as well. You've got a full theatre there. Picture something like the Olympia Theatre, and you're sitting there watching these incredible shows that they put on. They really give you the whole package there, and it's definitely one thing I would highly recommend.
If and loads of activities are included, like you can play tennis, and there's all sorts of water sports, and there's no end of things to do in between having a cocktail by the by the beach.
Absolutely, and again, there's a full itinerary there as well. You know, every day your sheet goes up of what activities are on. You can book things. The staff, all they want to do is help you. You know, everything's no problem, no problem. That's the way their ethos is. But if you're thinking about booking something with Club Med, you can book it. It's exclusively through sunway.ie. They actually have the Club Med brand throughout. So it's definitely worth considering going for the all-inclusive option, because then you just don't pay for anything. Even your bottles of water, you think about it, can be quite expensive when you're buying this, or ice creams or food or lunch. So basically your breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks in between.
And how was the food in Club Med?
Food was absolutely unbelievable. And you know, it's every type of cuisine. They have the local cuisine, you know, which obviously the Moroccan food, the tagines, all that at lunchtime and dinner as well. But then they've also got European cuisine there as well, from all the meats and the beautiful roast chickens, delicacies every evening. Just
and different themes and stuff as well sometimes.
Absolutely.
That for me was one of the standout things from my Club Med experience. I've been in Club Med in Turkey and also in Italy, and I've been in other kind of all-inclusive places, and even though the food offering was really good in other resorts, you kind of by kind of day four or five it's kind of the samey, whereas in Club Med it's totally different. Like there is just no end of choice, and the different restaurants and the different themes and all that sort of stuff. You need to be doing your tennis or what. So you don't put on about 2 stone in the place.
That's it. And it's all about getting out. You know, first thing in the morning, I'll be out for my big walk, you know, so the 7 kilometre walk on, and great places to walk there as well. Beautiful. There's the boulevard, which runs the whole way down Agadir, right down to the mountain. And then, you know, like I said, you've got chefs there cooking your omelettes in the morning, breakfast, whatever you want. Nothing is a problem. Lunch and then a little bit of dinner as well. So certainly felt it after the first week. You know, I'd sort of definitely done a little bit of damage there to myself. But it's a beautiful place to go to. And again, people are thinking, it's interesting actually, in January, February time, Agadir, 23 degrees. Marrakesh, you can go down in about 3 hours. Worth going down for a day trip. But at night time there, it can be -1, -2 degrees. People are skiing on the mountains in Marrakesh.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Just a little bit of a distance and the temperatures are much cooler.
You could do ski and sun if you really wanted to.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. But it's definitely worth going to Marrakesh just to see the whole square and the whole ethos of it. It is absolutely unbelievable.
So Joe, would you describe Agadir as a kind of family-friendly place? Is it more for couples, singles, or just a mix of everybody?
Just a mix of everything, but it's very much a beach resort. And again, the Moroccan people go there for their own holidays as well. You know, when they're going their holiday, they all go to Agadir. It's just so well known. It's got the most beautiful beaches. And of course, it's very famous as well for its windsurfing. And it's got a couple of schools there that you can actually go over, do your windsurfing, that type thing. But you know, when you think about the flight price with Air Arabia, you could fly down if you wanted to just go for, you know, book your Airbnb or maybe book an apartment. It's a very reasonable way of doing it as well. But again, if you want to push the boat out, Club Med is definitely worth considering.
How much does that come in at then?
The prices vary there, but it's in around sort of the €800 per person per week, including your flights, your transfers and your rep down there as well. Have to give actually, she's been down there for many years. I don't know whether you remember Layla, but she's actually married to an Irish man down there. Has a huge knowledge, and it is great. When I always go to a new place or I go to somewhere, it's always worth listening to your rep. You know, you got the next morning, your rep will be there at 11 a.m. in the morning, is going along and seeing what tours are available, where to change your money, things like that. So it's great that you got your rep on the ground there.
Nothing beats a person on the ground. It's better than spending hours reading reviews and Googling, I have to tell you. I think having a rep on the ground is absolutely brilliant. I actually, when I went to Morocco, I went down to a place called Essaouira from Agadir.
Beautiful.
And the drive from Agadir to Essaouira is absolutely gorgeous. Again, surfers love it because it's really windy.
Yeah.
But I'd recommend having a little a little gander down there as well.
Yeah, I believe it's amazing. That's it's sort of called Hippie Town, don't
Hippie
they?
Hippie Town, yeah.
Hippie well, Town.
I don't know if I go there with the young baby now, but yeah, lots of cool hipstery joints to hang out, and then again, look, suits and all that sort of stuff. And yeah, cool, well, their versions of a B&B, essentially, which are called Riads.
Riads, of course, yeah. That, which is the huge thing over there as well. And again, for people going down there with the unbelievable deals that are there, it's definitely worth, you know, thinking about going like right for sun holiday. As I said, the flights will be running through to the summertime, because normally they used to cut off about March time. It's very much a winter sun destination for Irish tourists. But now they're running the flights right through. You've got a great variety. If you're thinking about that last minute, I want to go for sun. And of course, remember, you get your duty free as well. 3 hours, 13 flight. Very handy. You get your duty free. And by the way, on Air Arabia, non-drinking flight, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah. Good, you know there'll be no rowdiness.
Well, no, there was nothing going on in the flights, but it was just really good. And you know, no panic, it was just a very calm flight. Staff were great, and yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Would definitely recommend, if people are thinking about some sunshine, Agadir is definitely the place to go.
So there's one great recommendation from Joe Supple, our travel doctor, who's in studio with us. Now, Joe, if people are looking out the window today going, snowy, cold, and they want to get away in the next few weeks for some last minute sun, is there any, where's the best place to look for kind of good last minute deals?
Well, Agadir would be definitely one place to look at, but also Tenerife, the Gran Canaria, is really popular with the winter sun, and they got a bit battered last week. 37 flights were cancelled going into Tenerife. They were diverted off to, God, I think they're actually diverted off to Marrakesh and maybe to Fort Ventura. But it's all calmed down there now. Tenerife is a beautiful place to go to. Gran Canaria. And again, flights there is looking up, including your baggage allowance. This is where you get the deals. If you look to the airlines, you're not going to get a deal last minute. But with the package companies, they would have, you know, their seats kept, whatever. There's flights there, including your luggage, from €75 return for 7 days.
Wow. Where did you find
Euro.
That?
I found that on, gosh, I'm just looking at my notes here now. I think it was Thompson, which is now
TUI.
Sorry, I had to think about that for a second. TUI. Yeah, €75 return, including your baggage. So then just book an Airbnb for 7 days, cheap as chips,
and you're
going to get
go.
Beautiful sunshine. Yeah.
That's an interesting point, though, to make, isn't it? Is that when you go on to Sunway or whatever travel site, you know, you can have your flights, your holiday option, but the travel companies have bought a lot of seats already. So if it's last minute, they kind of want to sell them, get rid of them.
Absolutely. Yeah. They don't want, you know, 3/4 of a plane going down, you know, whereas with the scheduled airlines, you look online a week before, you're going to be paying $500 top, and then you got your luggage on top of that. So at least your luggage is organised, done. And again, just look in relation to your transfers. You're going to book your own little private transfer. I've started using, actually, you know, the shared ones. And generally, when you get there, you're normally on your own or one or two people. You know what I mean? It's not like it's a bus load that you're dropping off here and dropping off there. And they do generally give you a time on it. So it's worth looking at that as well. So yeah, look, there's great deals to be had out there. So with this cold weather, time to book that beautiful sunshine holiday.
Well, Joe, can't wait to hear where your next adventure is going to be. But thanks today for sharing a little bit with us about your holiday in Morocco. Our travel doctor, Joe Supple, has been with us this morning. Thanks, Joe.
Great. The Holiday Doctor on Spirit Radio is brought to you by InsureMyHoliday.com. Wherever you want to go worldwide, insuremyholiday.ie have the travel insurance for you.